With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hello and welcome to You Are You Unapologetically podcast. I'm Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today we're diving into something that can truly transform your life. A simple daily habit that can help you manifest abundance and success. We hear about success tips all the time, but what if the key to manifesting your dream was rooted in one powerful daily practice? Today, we're going to explore just that. But before jumping into our topic for this episode, I have to take a moment to catch you guys up on what's been happening with me. First, I want to thank all of our listeners for their unwavering support, love, kindness, prayers, and thoughts. Over the last several months, we have not been producing any new episodes because, being fully transparent, life got a bit tough for me. Back in October of 2023, actually October 1st, one of my five dear sisters transitioned into what I call the heavenly realm, Marcia Alethea Anderson. She was the third child of eight children, that is. I shared with you guys that my mother was a single parent of eight children, and Marcia had me by 2 years, and she also has the same name as my mother, Marcia Alethea. Yes, life stood still for me. It stood still. And to be totally honest, I needed to stop. I needed to stop. I needed to be still so that I could manage my emotions around my sister's departure. I had to travel almost every month to support my family and my mother with managing my sister's estate. My mother was next of kin, and Marcia was married, but her husband preceded her in death. And unfortunately, my sister Marcia did not have a will. Let me just stop right now. Let me stop and say this. Please look into a will or a trust and put it in place for your family, because one thing is for sure, we all are going to die. We all are going to die. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. And so my request is for you to put a will, and for some of you, you may even have to do a trust. Put that in place, please, for your family. And if you don't know what to do, if you don't know how to get started, if you're clueless or the thoughts about it just give you angst, just reach out to me. I will help you. I promise I will help you. Of course, this meant leaning on the state of Delaware, because I said my sister did not have a will, leaning on the state of Delaware probate laws. Marcia lived in Delaware, and I'm not an expert yet, but I can tell you this, I'm crystal clear on the state's expectations when it comes to estate and when it comes to probate. Needless to say, we're getting there. We're getting there. And that's for sure. In April of this year, My mother had a mild stroke on top of the health issues she has been battling. This setback required an extensive hospitalization, which increased my travel extensively and hindered my ability to create, let alone produce episodes. I needed to be with my mom, and I needed to be my mother's advocate for her health and for her recovery. My mother's, she's doing better, but she's still on the journey of recovering, and we're taking it one day at a time. Some days, it may require taking it moment by moment. Nevertheless, I'm truly grateful for the journey. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity for me to support my mom and to serve her the way that I'm doing. It's through, although we had some major setbacks, I'm eternally grateful that my mother is still here in the land of the living. Yes, and my mother has a spirit of determination. She is committed to getting better. Her spirit alone is uplifting. So please, my request is to please keep me, keep my family, and most of all, keep my mother in your thoughts and your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to share the reason for my absence from the podcast scene. I just could not create in the space that I was in. And I know a lot of you get it. I know a lot of you understand what I'm saying and where I'm coming from. But glory to God, I'm back. I'm back. Woop, 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 woop. I'm back. I'm back to being creative and giving back the way that I was created to do, right? Serving others, sharing, giving value, just doing this is what I was created to do. So I'm back. So with all that being said, now allow me to share some changes that we are implementing. You guys know that we do things differently around here. Starting with the next episode, we're changing our format just a little bit from before the way we did things. So if you remember, instead of having a variety of topics, we invited a diversity of guests to discuss the same topic for about 4, 6, or 8 episodes, depending on how juicy the topic is or was, that is. Our episodes were at that time about 45 to 60 minutes in length, and we are going to shorten our discussion with about 2 to 3 speakers or 2 to 3 guests speaking on a topic. And this will allow us to increase our topics because a lot of you want us to talk about a lot of different things. And so we want to get more in. And by doing that, we want to shorten our discussions and our episodes. So in our new format, each of our guests will have about 15 to about 20 minutes to share, to give value. What I call scrumptious tidbits, yes, but still in that time frame, there will be giving explosive value. For this episode that we're doing right now, I decided to do it solo because we needed to catch up. I needed to share. I need to give you an update on what's going on with me and all of that, what I've been up to. And so this is what this episode, part of this episode is about. It's not all of it. We're going to, right? Matter of fact, right now, let's just get back onto topic. Today, we're diving into something that can truly transform your life. A simple daily habit that can help you manifest abundance and success. Sounds cliche, doesn't it? I know, I know, I know. Don't worry about it. Don't, I know. We hear about success tips all the time, but what if the key to manifesting your dreams was rooted in one powerful daily practice? Today, we're going to explore just that. Success and abundance. Like I said, sounds cliche. You heard it before. It's just not about working harder or longer hours. No, it's not. There's a lot to be said for the energy you bring to your day and how you start it. This episode is about aligning yourself with the right mindset, creating intentional habits, and showing up for yourself in a way that attracts the abundance you deserve. Whether it's journaling, meditation, affirmation, or visualizing your goals, these are daily practices out there for everyone. And today, we're going to help you find your daily practice. We're going to tell you what I do. That's what I'm doing. But anyway, I know you're thinking, why is this so important? Because at the end of the day, abundance isn't just about money or material things, that is. It's not. It's about a mindset. It's about believing that you are worthy, you're capable and deserving of success. And it's about being you and showing up as your authentic self. Hence, you are you unapologetically, right? The daily habits we build are what creates the foundation for manifesting the abundance. Today, I'll be sharing a daily habit that will help you manifest success in your life. I've been on my own journey of discovering, uncovering, identifying, like who I am and how I show up. What does it mean to be me unapologetically? I've been doing this for some time. And yes, I have arrived. I know what it is. I know how to be me unapologetically. That's why we're doing this podcast. Not because of me, because so many don't know. I know how to manifest abundance. And what I found is that abundance is not just about money and material success. Like I said before, it's about the mindset you bring to your day, the energy you put out into the world, and the belief that you are worthy. But not only worthy, you're worthy of every desire that you have, everything that you desire. When I committed to this one simple daily habit, it completely shifted the way I approached my goals and my life completely shifted. That's what it did. And I want to share it with you today. First, let me clarify something. I want to clarify how I see success. When I talk about success, I'm not talking about success when you hear it or the Webster definition of success. When I speak of success, I'm speaking about the five laws of stratospheric success by Bob Berg and John David Mann. See, they said the five laws are the law of value. Your worth is determined by how much more you give than you take in payment. The law of compensation. They said your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. They said the law of influence. So they gave us that, the law of influence. Your influence is determined by how much you put other people's interests first. The law of authenticity. The most valuable gift you can offer to anyone is yourself. And the law of receptivity. The key to effective giving is to be open to receiving. Bob and John, they are authors of the Go-Giver book. And in this book, this is how they identified success. They said these are the five laws of stratospheric success. Stratospheric success. And when you think about it, stratosphere, like that's out of like this world. But anyway, Bob and John, they actually believe that these laws not only apply to business or success, it applies to life in general. And it will usher in abundance and success when you focus on these laws. Their underlying message, Bob and John's underlying message of the book, is that those who give a lot of value will get a lot in return, i.e. abundance and success. You guys with me? Okay. We're not just doing some cliche abundance and success. So I just wanted to lay the foundation or the groundwork of what we're talking about, what I'm talking about when I say success. I'm talking about the five stratospheric laws, the five laws of stratospheric success. All right. Next, let's do a quick refresher on what manifestation really means. If manifestation is the process of turning your thoughts, your feelings, or emotions, right, and belief into reality. Your thoughts, your feelings, your belief into reality. When you manifest something, you're using the power of your mind, of your energy and action to attract the things you want in your life. But here's the thing. It's not magic. It's not like scary stuff. It's not magic. It's about aligning your actions and your mindset with your desires. And that's where daily habits come in, about aligning. That's what I said, your mindset and your desires, aligning those things. But we're going to do that by using daily habits. Habits are the small actions that we take every day to shape who we are or who we want to become or who we become. If you're trying to manifest abundance, success, or anything else, having a daily habit that supports that goal is key. Why? Because consistency is what builds momentum. It's what keeps you focused, grounded, and aligned with what you want to attract. And it doesn't have to be something complicated. It just has to be something you do every day with intention. What's the habit that I'm talking about? It's simple. Gratitude and visualization. Yep, gratitude and visualization. So here's my point and here's how it works. First, you want to start your day with gratitude. Every morning I get up, I think about, what am I grateful for? I say, what am I thankful for? Every morning before you get into your day, stop, take a few moments and focus on gratitude. Think about what you are thankful for. Be intentional. And my thing is, write it down. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Just write down 2 to 3 things, a list of 2 to 3 things that you're grateful for in that very moment. In that very moment when you open up your eyes, before you jump into your day, do that. It can be as simple as something, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my spouse. I'm grateful that I can breathe. I'm grateful that I can stand up on my own without assistance. Or even you can share an opportunity that is available or that's real, your reality in you achieving your dreams or living your dream. Why grateful? Why gratitude? Why? Because I know, it shifts your mindset into a present, positive, abundant space. I said present, positive, abundant space. When you're focused on what's going right now, when you're focused on what's going right now in your life, you attract more of it, hence abundance. You attract more of it. See yourself being successful. After practicing gratitude, I want you to take 5 minutes, maybe 10, to visualize, literally visualize the success and abundance that you want to manifest. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and picture yourself implementing one of the 5 laws of stratospheric success. Let's go over those. Visualize yourself, the law of value. I want you to see clearly your worth. I want you to see yourself giving much more of yourself than you take back or take in payment. I want you to see that. Visualize yourself doing that. Or I want you to see yourself greatly serving many people because your income is determined by how many people and how well you serve them. And that's the law of compensation. We're talking about success, right? And visualizing. I need you to visualize and see yourself influencing many people because you're putting other people's interest before yours. Stop and visualize it. See how you're putting another person's interest first. That's the law of influence. The law of authenticity is stop and see yourself. Visualize yourself giving the most valuable gift that you have to offer. The most valuable gift. Visualize yourself giving you because you are the most valuable gift you can give. Visualize You giving yourself, your true self to the world, the law of authenticity and the law of receptivity, all of what you do hinges on this law. That's what I think. Visualize yourself staying open to receiving, right? This is how success, this is how abundance is coming together. Receiving. One of the things we don't know how to do is receive. Who taught you how to receive? Who taught me how to receive? No one. I did not know how until I sat down and I thought about it. How do you receive? How do you tell someone? How does someone that is either giving you a compliment know that you receive it? They don't. Let me just say this. You may say thank you, right? But just by you saying thank you doesn't really mean that you received it. Or it may be something that you exchange in your hand. Yes. If it exchanged one hand to the another, yes, you received it. But what about a compliment? When someone gives you a compliment, what do you say? Thank you. How will that person know that you really received the compliment and it just didn't go on one ear, come out the other? Well, this is what I do. When someone gives me a compliment or they give me an accolade, I say, thank you. I receive it. And I do my best to have my palms up because I want to receive it. This is the position of receiving. I want you to visualize one or all five of these laws. That's what I want you to do. Because visualization, it trains your brain to believe that it's possible and that energy is what attracts more opportunities and abundance in your life. Is that it? I mean, it's that simple. And that's it. Yeah, 5, 10, or 15 minutes of gratitude. You decide. And visualization, maybe 5 minutes of gratitude and 5 minutes of 5 to 10 minutes of, well, you got to write them down. And then 5 minutes of visualizing, right? Visualization each day. Doing this, it can completely shift your mindset and open you up to abundance. You're in the mindset to manifest. When it opens you up to abundance, you can manifest in that mindset. Let's talk about why this habit of gratitude and visualization is so effective. Well, first, gratitude raises your vibration. We're all energy. Everything is energy. And when you're grateful and you express your gratitude about things, it raises your vibration. It literally puts you in a state of abundance by focusing on what's already good in your life. And when you combine that with visualization, you're priming your mind to see your success. Your brain doesn't know the difference between something you vividly imagine and something that is real. When you visualize your success daily, you're programming yourself to take action to align with that reality. And remember, thoughts become things. So the more you focus on abundance, the more you attract it. And so visualize, remember, I said visualize. Let's look at the five laws of stratospheric success, right? Let's visualize that. Consistency is key, period. Consistency is key. I know the hardest part of any habit is sticking to it, right? You agree, sticking to it. That's the hardest part. So here are a few tips I want to share with you to make sure you stay consistent with your gratitude and visualization practice. It's commitment, right? Let's start with commitment. You have to commit to doing this. Literally, commit to it. Commit to making it a part of your routine. Attach this habit to something that you already do daily, like brushing your teeth. Brushing your teeth. That way it becomes automatic. I really wanted to say like something like drinking coffee or, you know, in the morning, but everybody don't drink coffee. Like I don't drink coffee, but I brush my teeth at least twice a day. Let's make it part of a routine and keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Don't make it hard. Don't make it wrong. Just keep it simple. Your gratitude list doesn't need to be very long. It can be just one or two or maybe three things. And then your visualization doesn't need to be complicated. You don't have to do all five. You can do one and just focus on one. Just focus on what feels good in the moment. Set reminders. We all have cell phones, right? Mine is right here. We all have cell phones, and on them comes alarms. So set a daily reminder until it becomes second nature. One of the things that I do, particularly when I want to, and I do this with scriptures or affirmations or quotes, I tape it to the mirror in my bathroom because I'm looking in the mirror every day, especially when I'm brushing my teeth. You can tape it to your mirror. Set a reminder. We look in the mirror, like I said, every day, and setting a reminder will help because we all need that little nudge. We all need it. Set reminders. Here's one of my favorites. Celebrate your small wins. I don't care if it's a micro baby step. Celebrate it. I like celebrating anyway. So celebrate your small wins or your micro wins. Each time you practice gratitude or visualization, acknowledge the shift in your energy. Pay attention to that. And when you do, celebrate that. But celebrate it. I love ice cream. I'll celebrate it by getting some ice cream. But celebrate that by and know that you're moving closer to your goals. But for me, my favorite scoop of ice cream helps me celebrate the best. I'm just sharing, right? Once you start this daily practice, don't be surprised if you notice changes in your mindset, changes in your energy. You start seeing opportunities that are coming your way. The more you focus on abundance, about being you, about believing that you're worthy, right? About your capabilities and believing that you're capable and that you're deserving of success. And I'm talking about Bob's and John's version of success that we talked about. The more you start to see it reflected in your daily life, that's what's going to happen. You'll start seeing that. And of course, we know it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. Stay consistent. Consistent because it's a process. And trust the process. Trust the process and watch things unfold in your life. There you have it. One simple habit that can help you manifest abundance and success in your life. And remember, this isn't about doing something perfectly. It's about showing up for yourself. It's about showing up for people in your life every day, even in small ways. That's what it's about. It's amazing what can happen when you show up consistently for yourself and consistently for others. Gratitude and visualization are powerful tools that keep you in alignment with the life you want to create. Yes. It works wonders for me. I love it. I love it. And the best part of all of this is you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. You can start today. You can start right now, this very minute. Right now. Right now. So here's your call to action. Take 10 minutes right now. Right now. Well, after the podcast is over. And practice gratitude and visualization. Your success, practice that. Just take 10 minutes. I promise you, this one small habit can change everything over time. If you can't start right now, you can definitely start tomorrow morning. No judgment. And whatever you do, don't forget. Don't forget to start. Just start. If you found this episode helpful, please serve someone else by sharing it with a friend who might need a little inspiration. And of course, make sure you subscribe or you encourage them to subscribe to You Are You Unapologetically podcast. You won't miss it and they won't miss future episodes. Okay? All right. With society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression, self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, we just push it away, or we dumb down, or we hide who we really are, and we just go with the flow. You are you unapologetically. That means being true to who you are and who you were created to be, and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. People are going to talk. They're going to talk. Let them talk. You have no time to be intimidated by the pretense of others and to think little of yourself. So when you show up without pretense and hesitation, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't dim your light. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light, share it, and help others to tap into their own brilliance. Put an end to any, all disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. Join me here in a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about being you, because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. And remember, you have the power to manifest the abundance and success you deserve. Just take it one day at a time and one habit at a time. I'll see you on the next Yay You. Ciao, ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.